Before we get to all of that, however, we are going to talk grains exports, but not grains on ships. We're going to talk grains in the belly of animals and how that's moving off our shores. Dean Meyer, the chair-elect for the U.S. Meat Export Federation, he's a corn, bean, and cattle farmer from Northern Iowa, joins me today. Dean, thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Good morning, Mike. It's good to be with you.
Dean, last week you were down at Commodity Classic with several of the folks from the USMEF talking to producers. As you were sharing the importance of getting meat sold to our overseas partners, what were some of the main points that came up in conversation?
Yeah, it's a significant part of exporting grains, and that's why we're there, since livestock's the number one consumer of corn. We need to be there. And the way it relates back to corn and soybean farmers is 2021, it equated to 66 cents per bushel, the red meat export value back to corn. And in soybeans, $1.72 was attributed to red meat exports for every bushel of soybean. So it's significant.
It is significant. And Dean, when we talk about these statistics quite a bit, a lot of times 66 cents a bushel, well, geez, even on $6 corn, that's over 10%. These are big moves. How is it that USMEF calculates this? You guys are looking at the grains fed to livestock and then the percentage of that livestock that moves overseas. Is that how you calculate these figures?
Yes, exactly. And actually, we utilize Dave Judae from World Perspectives. He does a lot of the economic research. And USMEF actually has the data down to each cut. I mean, what percentage of each cut moves in the dollar value back to corn and soybeans? You know, for example, the hams, you know, the skirt, short ribs in the beef. And it's just amazing how each cut, and that's why it's so important to utilize all cuts and find markets for each one of these individual cuts so they're utilized to the maximum and maximum dollars. And then on top of that, it's the variety meats, you know, that add value.
Yeah, that's the key. There's a lot of products of animal production, protein production, that we produce in this country that Americans just aren't so fond of eating. I think of liver myself, and I'm sure all of us have our own, but those have markets overseas, Dean, and USMEF, I imagine, has been having those conversations to keep those markets open. Have you been a part of any of those?
Yes, we've been at the table. I mean, the board is always, I mean, that's really what we said on the board doing, deciding where to put those dollars. As a lot of people realize, it's checkoff dollars leveraged with government funds that we use to move these markets and to find these markets and to put staff in these countries where these opportunities are. And yeah, to answer your question, we set up front in making those decisions.
Indeed you do, Dean. As you think about where the opportunities lie in the future, what countries come to mind? What have you been talking about at USMEF as real opportunities for American protein going forward?
You know, it still goes back to where we have free trade agreements with. It's proven that trade agreements work. And, you know, the old faithful, the Japans, the Koreas, and now China, Hong Kong, you know, for beef is just amazing. We just got the report from January statistics, and we have another record, another $1 billion month for beef exports. And leading those again is South Korea, Japan, Hong Kong, Taiwan. But then it's also in the Caribbean and Central America. We can't, forget our Western markets because, you know, they're the closest. You don't have the port congestion to get them there, and that's the beautiful thing about it. It's broad-based growth, and for pork, you know, we got the agreement with India to market pork there. It's going to be a slow-moving market because of the dynamics in the leadership and getting it in there. But we've got people on the ground, we got product there, we're demonstrating it. I mean, USMEF has proved if we can get access. U.S. red meat is an easy sell. I mean, once people get moving to the middle class, get money in their pocket, they want protein and they want good protein. And we get the reliable quality source to supply them with.
Yeah, it is incredible. And Dean, you mentioned that first order of business is getting those folks in country to show them, really to teach them about U.S. proteins. I know we got into China 20 years ago and that market has developed. As you look at India, you mentioned it might be a slow rollout, but the opportunity there as they search for protein, that's got to be something that the team at MEF is excited about.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we got the door cracked here, and we already have people on the ground there. We flew product over there to start demonstrating it. I mean, it's another potential China opportunity, and we know those countries started slow, and look where we are today with them. I mean, it's exciting, and we're up for the challenge.
Well, that's good to hear. And Dean, we're not just adding dollars to the value of corn and soybeans when we're shipping that meat overseas. We're also adding value directly to that beef and that pork cut. As you think of the importance for beef, how much, do you know the dollar figure of how much value the export market adds to the beef market?
Yes, that's an excellent point. I mean, I think of it every time I load out cattle or we load out hogs in our operation. Last year, we had a record average cattle. The red meat exports that added to every carcass of cattle was $406, and hogs it was $62. And what's even more encouraging is January, I just mentioned, had another huge month on beef. We broke $500 per carcass on export value of beef. You think about that. I mean, if we didn't have exports, where would we be? And that's why it's, you know, our future, the growing middle class is outside this country. And 95-96% of the population is outside this country. We've got huge potential there.
We certainly do. Dean, $500 ahead coming from the export market in January. Thank you so much for coming on, and keep fighting the good fight to get U.S. meat to our export partners.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate visiting with you.